realized that there is a law of answered prayer? Here's Pastor Jeff Shreve to explain.
What would it be like in your life if God answered all your prayers? You'd be, wow, I can't believe this. I thought you had to pray for years and years and years and you get nothing. But that's not the way God has set it up. See, answered prayer is not supposed to be something out of the ordinary. It's supposed to be the norm in the Christian life, because God is a God who has told us to pray, and God is a God who said, if you will pray, I will answer your prayers. There is truth, there is truth, there is
why are born-again believers, those who have surrendered their hearts and lives to Jesus Christ and call Him Lord of Lords, why are we so surprised when God actually answers prayer? With God's promise to hear our prayers, what should really surprise us is why we don't pray more than we do. This is From His Heart with Pastor Jeff Shreve, and today he's going to examine some scriptural keys to praying in such a way that we see results. God's results. It's a message entitled The Law of Answered Prayer, and it's the last in the 4 message series Rock Your World, Unleashing the Power of Prayer. Now you can find out more or listen to past messages on prayer from this month when you go to fromhisheart.org. Click the radio tab. There too you can download any broadcast and download the sermon outlines from each message for free as well. Right now open your Bible to 1 John chapter 5. Here's Pastor Jeff Shreve to begin examining the law of answered prayer.
I heard about a woman and her husband. They were not getting along, and they had not been getting along for quite a while, and they just constantly fought and fought and fought and fought, and everything was just an argument. Finally, the wife couldn't take it anymore, and she came to breakfast one morning and said to her husband, she said, you know, I just can't take this anymore. We just fight all the time, and we can't seem to ever get along. She said, I am praying to God that He would kill one of us. And after He answers my prayer, I'm moving in with my sister. The law of answered prayer. Now, how many times have you prayed for something and God answered your prayer? Can I see your hand? All right, let me ask you this. How many times have you prayed for something and God answered your prayer and you were surprised that God answered your prayer? Can I see your hand? Isn't that amazing? You know, I've been doing this series on prayer, and I was studying. John Bassanio has a great book on the power of positive praying, just a little book that he wrote years and years ago. And he talked about in that book, he said, you know, the truth of the matter is we pray for things, and when God answers, we are blown away. Because we don't really think that when we pray, God's going to answer. Bottom line, just the honest to goodness truth. We don't believe prayer, that God really answers prayer. What would it be like in your life if God answered all your prayers? You'd be, wow, I can't believe this. I thought you had to pray for years and years and years and you get nothing. But that's not the Christian life. And that's not the way God has set it up. See, answered prayer is not supposed to be something out of the ordinary. It's supposed to be the norm in the Christian life, because God is a God who has told us to pray, and God is a God who said, if you will pray, I will answer your prayers. So we want to look tonight at the law of answered prayer. You know, Jesus wasn't surprised when the Father answered His prayers. He said, Father, I thank You that You always hear me. He never prayed a prayer that didn't get answered. And so we want to tap into praying like Jesus. You know, His disciples were the ones that said, Lord, teach us to pray. They saw Jesus pray, and they saw so much power, and they saw the Father answer His prayers. And so they said, Lord, we want to be able to pray like you pray. And I want to be able to pray where my prayers get answered and where I'm not blown away when they do get answered. I mean, we need to be filled with thanksgiving that God answered, but not to be filled with wonder and awe and amazement that God actually did answer our prayer, because God wants to answer and he longs to answer. Now, I want you to look 1 John chapter 5, verses 14 and 15. This is a great text on answered prayer. John says this, "And this is the confidence which we have before him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the requests which we have asked from him." God wants to answer prayer. So let's tap into the law of answered prayer. How can you and I get our prayers answered? Well, three keys to the law of answered prayer. Key number one, God answers when we pray from a pure heart. There are some things that you have to have in order for God to answer prayer. One of them is a pure heart. Verse 14 talks about the confidence, the boldness. This is the confidence. That word means boldness to speak. Draw near with confidence to the throne of grace, the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 14, with boldness. Now, how can you have confidence before God if your heart is not right with God? Have you ever tried to pray about a situation in your life, in your family, for another person, and you knew that your heart wasn't right with God? Has anyone ever done that? Can I see your hand? You know, we've all done that before. And while you're praying, you're just thinking, my heart's not right. I got unforgiveness in my heart. I got this sin that I'm not willing to deal with. And God will not hear our prayer if our heart's not right with him. He says that in Psalm 66, verse 18. If I regard wickedness, iniquity in my heart, the Lord will not hear. So in order to have a pure heart so that God can hear my prayer, I must confess my sins. Because if I regard wickedness, give it a place in my heart, the Lord will not hear. And how do people, and what do people do when they give wickedness a place in their heart? You know, there are people that come to church and they got a girlfriend on the side. You know, that, oh my, nobody knows about it. My wife doesn't know about it. This person doesn't know about it. That person doesn't know about it. I just have this little secret person over here. Well, you come to church and you teach a Sunday school class and you pray and you do all these things. Well, God is not listening to you because you're regarding iniquity in your heart. You have an unforgiving heart over here. Well, God says, I'm not going to forgive you if you have an unforgiving heart, because that's a sin against me. And so lots of times we can have a regard for sin, and the Lord says, you need to deal with that so that the lines of communication can be open again. And the way we deal with that, 1 John chapter 1, verse 9, if we confess our sins, he's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Everybody sins, and so you have to confess your sins so that God can forgive, so that God can cleanse. But 1 John 1, 9 is the Christian's bar of soap. You confess your sins to God, and the Lord says, I'm faithful and I'm just to forgive you your sins and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Now, the word confess, homologeo, means to say the same thing as God says. And see, when you sin, you need to expose that sin to the Lord. And you say, Lord, this is what I did. And you admit it. And then you confess it. Confess it says, God, not only did I do this, and not only do you call this a sin, but I call it a sin too. It's wrong. I agree with you what you say about this sin. And not only did I break your law, Lord, I broke your heart. And God, I'm sorry. And God, I turn from that sin, and I repent of that sin, and I forsake that sin. And Lord, I want to follow you. And the moment that you do that, that you acknowledge that sin, that you confess that sin, that you forsake that sin, God brings cleansing. But not only your sins must be confessed, but your heart must be sensitive to the Lord. There are times that you and I can sin and not even know that we're sinning. And especially when it comes to attitudes, to things like greed, you don't even know it's there, perhaps. To having a heart of prejudice. You don't know it's there. And we need to expose our hearts to the Lord and say, Lord, is there something? You know, we all can get blind spots. It's just like driving in a car. Lots of times you can look and certain cars have bigger blind spots than others. But if you're just checking your mirror and looking at your side mirror, unless you turn your head to look, you can run right into another car because they're in your blind spot. Well, when you have a blind spot in your life, you have to pray, Lord, you show me and you reveal to me. James said this concerning prayer in James chapter 4, verses 2 and 3. You do not have because you do not ask. And then he says, you ask and do not receive because you ask with wrong motives so that you may spend it on your pleasures. Lots of times we don't really know our motives, so we need to pray the prayer of David in Psalm 139, verses 23 and 24, where David said, search me, O God, and know my heart. Jeremiah said in Jeremiah chapter 17, the heart is deceitful and wicked above all else. Who can know it? Lord, you know my heart. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxious thoughts and see if there be any hurtful way in me and lead me in the everlasting way. God, you show me. Psalm 139, verses 23 and 24. That's a great prayer to memorize, to learn, and to pray on a consistent basis. Lord, show me. If there's anything evil, rotten, dirty in me, show me so I can get it out, so I can confess it, so I can forsake it, so my heart can be right, so you can hear my prayer. So that's the first key to answered prayer. God answers when we pray from a pure heart. Second key, God answers when we pray according to his will. Look at 1 John 5 again. This is the confidence which we have before him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. Anything according to his will. Now, God doesn't promise to answer prayers that are outside of his will. He says, I will answer according to my will. And if we know that he hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the request which we have asked from him. God says, if you ask according to my will, I will hear that prayer, provided your heart's pure, and then I will answer that prayer, and you can have confidence that I will do that. Jesus prayed in the garden, not my will, but thine be done. Lord, yours be done. And God answered his prayer that was according to his will. Now, here's the big question. How do I know what God's will is so that I can pray according to his will? He says he'll answer whatever I pray that's according to his will, so I'd be a dummy to not pray according to his will. So how do I know what that is? Well, the will of God is revealed in the word of God. Psalm 119, verse 105, thy word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. God guides us and God reveals his will through his word. And God's will never contradicts his word. Sometimes people will tell you, well, God told me to do this. God told me to divorce my wife and to marry my secretary. He did. God says in the book of Malachi, he hates divorce. God wouldn't tell you that. God doesn't ever contradict himself. And where we really find out the will of God is by reading the word of God. And there are certain things that we can know beyond any shadow of a doubt that God wants to do this. For instance, salvation. God desires all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. He's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. If you have a friend, a neighbor, a loved one, a son, a daughter, somebody that you are have a heart for, and that person is lost, you never have to pray, Lord, would you save Jim if this is according to your will? He's already said, that is my will. I want that person to be saved. I don't desire that person to be lost. So you can just pray and believe it, that that's what God wants to do. That is his will. How about in times like these, that where everybody's concerned about the economy and people are wondering what's going to happen? How about provision? Does he have anything to say in his word about providing for his children? He sure does. Philippians 4:19, and my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Now, that is a promise that you can latch onto. That is what God says. That's his will. That's his desire. In the book of Psalms, the scripture says, I have been young and I have been old, but I have not seen the righteous forsaken or his descendants begging bread. Matthew 6:33 says, the Lord says, seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things, food, clothing, provision, all these things will be added to you. So you have things where God says, if you will do this, I will do that because that's what I want to do. Now it's conditional, it's a conditional promise. But see, those are things that we can pray and stand on because God has already said, this is what I want to do. How about the fruit of the Spirit? The love and the joy and the peace and the patience and the kindness and the goodness and the gentleness and the faithfulness and the self-control. Those are all yours as a child of God. That's your birthright to have those things. So when you're faced with a problem and a difficulty and you need peace, God, if it's your will you give me peace here? Why would you pray that? The Lord wants you to have peace, peace that passes understanding. So you just say, Lord, you have promised peace to me. And Lord, I'm praying according to your will that you want peace in this situation, that you want me to have joy in this situation, that you want me to have power in this situation. It changes things when you pray according to his will and when you know that that is the will of God because that's what the Bible says. How about this for the will of God? To glorify the Lord Jesus. Did you know that's the whole ministry of the Holy Spirit? Jesus said in John chapter 14, he shall glorify me. He doesn't glorify himself. You know, one thing that's interesting to watch different churches and ministries and things you see on television, watch what they say about the Holy Spirit. Watch if that's a place where they glorify the Holy Spirit. Because the Holy Spirit doesn't glorify himself. The Holy Spirit glorifies Jesus. The Holy Spirit is the cheerleader for Jesus. The Holy Spirit points everyone to Jesus. And the church of Jesus Christ needs to be a place where Jesus is center stage. Now, the Holy Spirit is God. He's the third person in the Trinity. He's not some second-rate part of the Trinity. But it's not his job to glorify himself. He glorifies Jesus. He says, look to Jesus. Look to Jesus and glorify Jesus. And so when you pray, you can know that the will of God in your life is to glorify the Son, that the Son would shine through you, that people, the sweet aroma of the knowledge of him would go forth in every place you go. The will of God is revealed in the Word of God, but not only does the Word of God reveal it, but the Spirit of God reveals the will of God. And the Holy Spirit does show us what God's will is. Acts chapter 13. And verse 2, and while they were ministering to the Lord and fasting, the Holy Spirit said, set apart for me Barnabas and Saul for the work to which I have called them. The Holy Spirit shows us what he wants from us. The Bible says in the book of Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 30 and verse 21, the Lord says that he will be our teacher and we'll hear a voice behind us that will whisper to us and say, this is the way, walk in it. And God will show you what he wants to have happen as you're sensitive to his Spirit.
So the Word of God and the Holy Spirit both reveal the will of God. And God has promised that he will answer whatever we pray according to his will. Well, how else can we know God's will? Can we learn about his will through dreams? Pastor Jeff reveals the answer to that question in just a moment. Now, for the last several weeks, Pastor Jeff has been preaching about prayer and helping us understand the power of prayer. And this month, we'd like you to have a meaningful resource to help energize your prayer life. It's a booklet from Pastor Jeff entitled Unveiling the Mystery of Prayer. And this booklet is our thank you gift for your support of any amount to the ongoing work of From His Heart this month. From His Heart is supported by the generosity of our listeners. We're currently carried on over 850 stations around the nation every single day, but we're trusting God for provisions to extend that number to 1,000 stations in the next couple of years. You can help us do that. To get your booklet and join us in this mission, make a gift to From His Heart this month of any amount, and we'll send you those special resources we talked about. You can call 866-40-BIBLE. That's 866-40-BIBLE. or go to fromhisheart.org. Thank you again for standing with us to tell the world that Jesus is Lord and God loves them. Now let's conclude today's broadcast and part one of the lesson entitled, The Law of Answered Prayer. Here again is Pastor Jeff Shreve.
Did you know that God also speaks through dreams? You know, in Baptist churches especially, we discount that. But in the Bible, God would speak through dreams. And did you know in Muslim countries, God is reaching Muslims through dreams? I've gotten emails from people in the Middle East who say, Isa has come to me, Jesus has come to me in a dream and has revealed himself to me in a dream, and God does that. I've had two strange, weird dreams that were King Nebuchadnezzar-type weird dreams that I woke up and I said, that's more than just Debbie's cooking, you know, the night before. Something is up with that. And I've been praying, Lord, would you show me exactly what this means? I think I know what it means, but Lord, show me what this means that you're trying to communicate to me. So God speaks that way. And see, once you know God's will through his word, through his spirit, and like I said, the Holy Spirit is never going to lead you to do something that's contrary to the will of God, to the word of God, because it's always going to be consistent. But when he called Barnabas and Saul to the ministry, I mean, that's not in the scripture. You know, it doesn't say, you're not going to find a chapter and a verse that'll say, Bill Vail is supposed to go on a mission trip to Guatemala. Doesn't say that in there. But it's the Holy Spirit of God that can put that on your heart and lead you to do that. It'll be consistent with what God wants to do because we're to be his witnesses wherever you go. Now, when you know the will of God, you can have confidence when you pray. Confidence, because you know what God wants. John Bassanio, in that book, The Power of Positive Praying, brings up the fact that many times Christians have learned to pray, and at the end of their prayer, they tack on this little caveat, if it be your will. He said, this Bible never talks about that. Jesus prayed, not my will, but thine be done. He wasn't like saying, God, I don't know what your will is here, so if it be your will. And Bassanio brings out the point that the little phrase, if it be your will, have you ever heard people pray like that? They ask God for something, if it be your will. That's kind of like saying, you know, God, I don't want to put my neck on the line here. I don't want to really commit myself to saying that I believe that you're going to do this. So I just back off. And if it be your will, if you're planning to do it anyway, God, then it's just okay with me. But that's not prayer that's got power to it. That's not prayer that really is taking the promises of God and clinging to those. So we're to say, Lord, you have said this is your will. And Lord, I believe that.
As we've learned today, God answers when we pray with a clean heart and when we pray according to his will. But there's also the key of praying in faith. We'll learn more about that tomorrow, so make sure that you can be with us then as we close out this message, The Law of Answered Prayer. It's from the series, Rock Your World, Unleashing the Power of Prayer. You can find out how to get today's message and the series online at fromhisheart.org. From His Heart's website is designed to be a real resource for you in times of hurt, and we hope you'll visit it to get the daily Real Hope Minute. You can listen to it online right there. You can also sign up to receive Pastor Jeff's Real Hope email encouragement letter. You can get that in your box each and every Friday morning. And likely the most important area we call Why Jesus. There you can learn all about Jesus, why he loves you, how much he loves you, his will for your life, and how to have a wonderful life no matter the circumstances. Just go to fromhisheart.org, click the Why Jesus link. Well, our time is gone for today. I'm Larry Nobles. Thank you for joining us. Join us on Tuesday when we'll open God's Word to share real truth, real love, and real hope from his heart. Scars, real truth, real love, real hope. Mama's Heart is the listener-supported broadcast ministry of Dr. Jeff Shreve, speaking the truth in love to a lost and a hurting world. Remember, no matter what, God loves you and has a wonderful plan for your life. Find out more. Go to fromhisheart.org.